They tell us that over 300,000 households are behind on their electricity bills. 180,000 households are now in arrears with their gas. Tánaiste, that's over one in four households in this state can't pay their gas bill. And what that doesn't even include all of the households that are just managing to keep up. And Tánaiste, these are not just numbers. They are cold living rooms where families sit wrapped in coats because they can't risk switching on the heat. They're older people rationing warmth, terrified of opening their next bill. They're parents that are hiding final notices, hoping that their next pay packet will stretch far enough to keep the lights on. And all of this is happening because your government has done nothing to tackle the rip-off and get prices under control. And what's been your response to rising bills? Well, you pulled the energy credits that helped people survive last winter. Instead of relief, households are hit once again. Energia, SSE Electricity, Pinergy, Bord Gas Energy, Flow Gas, all imposing fresh price hikes, pushing a million homes into an even more impossible situation than they currently are in. And what makes this even more galling is the fact that energy companies are refusing to pass on the full reductions in wholesale costs. So families are being squeezed from every direction, by suppliers, by inflation, by your own government decisions. And let's be clear, these arrears figures only go to July. And that was before we have the cold weather that we have now. It was before the last round of price hikes. It was before people even turned on their heating. So God only knows what the numbers are going to look like this Christmas if this crisis continues, Tánaiste. And this government can't plead ignorance. You refuse to take on the energy companies. You refuse to empower the regulator. You refuse to reform hedging prices. You refuse to deal with the pricing system, the PSO, and the network charges, or stop more and more data centres driving up costs. You will not act. You won't intervene for customers. So here we are now, the worst period of energy arrears since records began in this state. So I'm going to ask you plainly, because you can't deny the fact that we've never seen so many people that can't meet their basic bills of electricity and gas. How can you justify cutting energy credits when bills are higher now than they were this time last year and that they're rising even more? How can you justify taking away those energy credits that people were dependent upon when 300,000 households are behind on their electricity bills and over one in four households can't pay their gas bills and arrears are rising faster than records have ever shown? So do you acknowledge, Tánaiste, that families in energy arrears are increasing and increasing under your watch, and unless you intervene, we are going to see a serious winter of discontent for so many, many families?
Firstly, I want to say I'm very conscious of the cold weather in the past number of days. I'm very conscious of the fact that there has been a cold weather alert from MedErin just issued in the last hour or so. But I do want people at home, I want to specifically speak to people at home, to know that unlike the assertion being made by Deputy Doherty, this government is intervening and is taking real actions to help people with fuel poverty this winter and in the here and now. And we've done a number of things already, Lasky and Corla, to help. In the budget only a few weeks ago, we took the decision to increase the fuel allowance. The fuel allowance is now worth over €1,000 per year for that fuel allowance period which we're now in. So the people in this country, more people than ever before, more families than ever before, more households than ever before, are getting access to direct assistance with their fuel bills from the government. That's an action we took, and I'd encourage everybody to look at that broadened criteria and to put in their application for the fuel allowance. Secondly, not only have we increased the fuel allowance, but we've also expanded it to those receiving the working family payment. Because you talk a lot about working people, working families in this stall, Deputy. That's why we've actually decided to make sure that people who are in receipt of the working family payment are now, for the first time, also able to be in receipt of the fuel allowance. And this means that now over 450,000 households, or roughly a quarter of all homes in this jurisdiction, will qualify for the payment. We're supporting over 500,000 households, many of them who are pensioners, with an allowance of €420 towards their gas or electricity bills under the household benefits package. 532,000 homes receiving that support, another practical measure being funded by this government. We took the decision in the budget only a few weeks ago to freeze the VAT rate at the lower 9% rate on gas bills and electricity bills for the next 5 years, providing that reduced VAT rate not just in the here and now, but for the lifetime of the mandate of this government. Fifthly, we've reduced the PSO levy, helping people directly to save money on their bills. Minister O'Brien has met with the four largest energy companies, and they've confirmed that they each have hardship funds in place and are working to support vulnerable customers. And I want to be very clear, this winter, nobody should be afraid to turn on their heat during the cold weather. And I want to say, and I hope everyone will help us amplify this message, for any person who's under serious financial pressure, they can seek an additional needs payment in addition to what I outlined already, with heating costs through their community welfare officer. On top of these direct financial supports, we're also investing record funding in retrofitting to help people upgrade their homes, make their homes more energy efficient, and make sure that people's homes are warmer. And the budget for the Warmer Home Scheme has increased to €280 million, an 11-fold increase since 2020. I want to specifically address the issue of disconnections. A disconnection moratorium is now in place for registered vulnerable customers from the start of this month until the 31st of March, and indeed for all customers for the winter period in a few short weeks' time. So yes, there's always more to do. Yes, the cost of energy is a real cost. Yes, we need to look at how we can drive down the cost of energy, how we can move more quickly to renewable energy, how we can do even more to support people. But please don't mislead people, particularly people who might be tuning in to this debate today, in terms of the fact that there are supports that are available to people. There are decisions we've taken that are available to people in the here and now. And I'd encourage people this winter to know that, to not be cold this winter, and to seek those supports and assistances that are in place.
That's going to be cold comfort to people who are listening to this. Don't be cold this winter. Do you not listen to the facts? Do you not listen to what has been said by the CRU, the hard, unvarnished facts? 70,000 more households, more families, more individuals, more households, more real people cannot pay their electricity bill in the first 6 months of this year. The record number that we're seeing is from the middle of July, the warmest month of the year. These are people who are not just more people than ever before that are in electricity and gas arrears, but also the value, the amount that they're in arrears has also increased. And this is happening even with energy credits supplied last year. Your response has been to withdraw those energy credits. How and under God do you think that these families are going to survive? How do you think that they're going to meet the needs this winter? You're saying don't go cold this winter. People are cold today. People are making these real life decisions today not to turn on their heat in their house.
Thank you,
people have had to make the decision not to pay their gas and electricity bills because of the decisions of your government. I put it to you, you have consciously made it impossible for people to stay warm this winter. And I would ask you to bring forward energy credits to support you, these families and provide them with a lifeline during these winter months.
So I'm sure you accept that in those numbers, in those large numbers, there are many people, many, many people who are benefiting directly from and will benefit from the financial assistance from this government towards energy that I've just outlined. But you never make those points. And you have a partitionist approach when it comes to energy policy.
And health.
You think it's appropriate. No, please. You think it's appropriate. You don't think it's enough for somebody in County Louth to have €1,000 in fuel allowance this winter. But you think someone up the road in Armagh should get by on just £100. This week in the Assembly, now you lead the executive of your party. The First Minister of Northern Ireland is from Sinn Féin. The Finance Minister in Northern Ireland, don't you get upset
you
when I bring this
don't
up?
Like it, do you?
The Finance Minister in Northern Ireland is from Sinn Féin. The Economy Minister in Northern Ireland is from Sinn Féin. The Executive is headed up by Sinn Féin. You're the largest party in the Assembly. You haven't brought forward a cost of living package. The fuel allowance is a paltry £100 to £300 compared to the €1,000 here. So to the people at home this winter, access our supports, but don't fall for their hypocrisy.
You've had your opportunity, please. Deputy Doherty, Deputy Mark Wall, can you please put your question?
Thank you very much. Tánaiste. I tried.
Thanks, Secretary. Deputy Doherty.